Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Heartland Music bringing us back. John Cougar Mellencamp. Probably just John Mellencamp now. A little Heartland Music. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And hope you check it out. Check my website out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of the brand new ebook Smooth Failing, which I encourage you to check out, and it's you can pre-order it right now. Also, the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes. And Barbara, you got some more tax news for us. What's the news?
Well, the news is that small businesses, if their gross receipts are $500,000, so that covers a lot of businesses, I would say,
yep,
and have at least one employee other than the owner, have to give notice by October 1st about Obamacare. And there are sample forms available from the Department of Labor. One is the notice that you give if you don't offer health coverage, and the other is a notice you give if you do offer health coverage. But you got to do it. So it's another burden on.
And you know what? I'm not sure. You know, I'm not hearing this being announced very much, Barbara.
No.
And
no.
I mean, this is going to get busted a lot, isn't it? I mean, there's going to be a lot of folks. What is the penalty for not doing this?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen. I think that everybody's going to get a pass for a while, that they're not going to impose penalties and such. So
do you think the exchanges are going to go into force October 1st?
I don't know.
Are they ready?
It's 3 weeks away, and I don't see that too much is ready. Some states are ready, but overall, I just don't see it happening. I don't know.
So where would we find this form, this Obamacare reporting form?
It's through the Department of Labor. It's available.
So it's not the IRS, then?
No, it's not the IRS, but the problem with this whole Obamacare thing is that there are three government agencies with their hand in the till here. One is the IRS, one is the Department of Labor, and the other is Health and Human Services.
Wow.
And this overlap and confusion and
isn't there a constitutional right called triple jeopardy? They can't subject to triple jeopardy. Is that right? Is it double jeopardy?
Something
or triple
like
jeopardy?
That. Yeah. Something like that. But you know, also I think it's that small businesses have to find out about what they're going to be doing for health care for themselves,
right,
and for their businesses for the coming
year.
Yeah, I've
got an HSA. I don't know what I still don't know whether I'll be able to keep my HSA.
Yes.
I've been told that, but the thing is, Barbara, is it has to comply with what they say is a good
exactly.
Is a good
health care. It has to offer coverage,
which
for,
it probably doesn't, because I don't want all that other stuff.
Well, too bad.
Which means I'm going to pay more, Barbara.
It means you're going to pay more for coverage that you couldn't possibly use. Look, I'm well beyond my childbearing years, but the policy has to offer pediatric services.
Exactly.
So, you know,
it's ridiculous, folks. This is what Obamacare is visiting on us. And Barbara, I'm gonna go back to something, and I predicted this. I've been reporting on this for the whole time. I was reporting on it before anybody ever called it Obamacare, before Obama was president. This kind of behavior, this kind of socialist policies, is a train wreck. It's not going to work. And it's going to create, it's already, just the specter of it, Barbara, has already hurt our economy, but the execution of it is going to make it worse.
Well, it's just unbelievable. If you try to understand, I mean, I've been going through hundreds and hundreds of pages of regulations. Just for example, they just came out with regulations on the small employer health credit that you can claim if you pay 50% of your staff's premium.
How much is the credit?
The credit for 2013 is 35% of the premiums. The credit starting next year goes up to 50% of the premiums, but you have to buy the coverage through one of those marketplaces, through the exchange. Yeah, so, you know, it's really confusing.
People are going to think about the time we're going to have to either do ourselves or hire somebody just to make sure we're complying with all this stuff, Barbara.
Law firms and accounting firms have separate departments now just for this.
Small business owners, gird your loins. Obamacare is coming at you. Go to the Department of Labor and look for the Obamacare notice, right?
Yep.
BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. And I got to go, though, for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.